Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Protests are different this time around in Iran, and we'll hear why in just a moment. Then later, a new project proceeds on God's timeline in Honduras. We'll tell you what that's about in just a few moments. But first, a Sunday protest led by a few Iranian shopkeepers in Tehran has spread to major cities all across the nation this week. For the store owners, the breaking point came when Iran's rial collapsed to 1.42 million to the dollar on Sunday. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
"The current demonstrations are the biggest that we have seen since 2022. But what's interesting is this is not an isolated part of society. It affects many more people. Last time around, it was really just the young people and some activists, but these are regular working class people.
People who are struggling to live in the economic crisis. Surprisingly, the Iranian regime's response has been tame so far. It's used tear gas instead of bullets against protesters, and the chief of Iran's central bank even resigned on Monday. That resignation was a rare, high-level action, says Silk, but Iran needs more of that type of direct response from its leaders.
When we look at that situation, we have to remember this isn't people being melodramatic about their situation. This is about millions of people who cannot afford to eat every day.
Transform Iran has received more calls for help than they can possibly respond to. So please pray for gospel hope to reach Iranians and consider partnering with the ministry to reach them with tangible aid. Prayer points and more are at our website. Next, the civil war in Sudan, which began in April of 2023, has worsened conditions for the country's Christians. The instability has opened opportunities for extremists to target Christians who lack support within their communities, according to John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan.
The challenges are huge. Not all the areas in Sudan are safe for Christians, especially actually for those who they convert their faith.
Sudanese Christians who've come to faith from a Muslim background face severe backlash. Even once the civil war ends, John's unsure how leaders will treat Christians in Sudan. Neither side of the conflict is sympathetic. Despite all of this, he sees a growing openness toward messages of hope from individuals.
Before the war, they can't accept us as a Sudanese Christians. They refused to hear us. But when they saw us after the war, how we are dealing with the situation, the message that God said to them, do not be afraid, just focus on me. They start to figure out what is this about.
John asks prayers for the safety of believers in North Sudan and for ongoing passion among evangelists who are working to reach the area with the gospel. And Lamentations 3 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Farms International had to wait for God's direction after a recent discovery trip to Honduras. Executive Director Scott Clifton says his team was on hold after meeting local farmers.
The things they identified that would be helpful were really outside of what farms as an organization could do. Someone said, I could really use, you know, a piece of equipment. Another person said, I need transportation. Other people said water really was an issue. There wasn't one project that would help everybody.
A week later, Clifton learned about a program called Farming God's Way.
I was able to attend a workshop and realize very quickly that this is the thing that could help many people in Honduras.
The training pairs God's principles for living with business and agricultural practice.
It's a simple method. It's repeatable. You know, you don't need to buy all these outside tools and equipment or specialized anything. It's working with what people already have.
So pray for wisdom as Farms prepares to introduce this method to Christian farmers in Honduras.
It's new to us, so there'll be learning involved. There's also costs involved between traveling and the food and lodging.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If anything that's mentioned piques someone's interest, then please reach out and I'd love to have a conversation.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.